This week's parsha is Parshas Chayesara, and we are going to concentrate this shiur on chapter 24, verse number 10. But before we do that, we are going to give a quick synopsis of what is happening in the parsha at this point. The parsha discusses how Avraham Avinu, wanting to find a wife for Yitzchak, calls his trusty slave Eliezer and tells him that he should go find a wife for Yitzchak. And he gives them a few conditions. The first condition is that he should not take anybody from the daughters of Canaan, where Abraham was living amongst them at that time. The second condition is that he should go to his homeland and to his birthplace and get a wife to Yitzchak from there. And the third condition that he should not remove Yitzchak from Eretz Yisrael. Eliezer swears to it. And now we pick up the story on chapter 24, verse number 10, where the verse says, "Vayikach Oved, the slave took 10 gmalim, 10 camels, migamali adoinov, from the camels of his master, vayelech, and he went, v'chol tuv adoinov bayadoi, and all the goodness of his master is in his hand, vayakom, and he stood up, vayelech el Aram Naraim, and he went to Aram Naraim, alir nochir, to the land of Nochir." We are going to ask a few questions in regard to this pasuk, and not all the answers that we are going to give are going to answer all the questions. The first question that we have on this pasuk is, why is it written 10 gmalim, 10 camels? Why specifically did Eliezer take 10 camels? The second question that we are going to address is, why is it written that Eliezer Evet Avram took 10 camels from the camels of his master? Clearly, Eliezer is a slave, and we know that whatever a slave owns belongs to the master. Then, clearly, if Eliezer is going to take 10 camels, it has to be from the camels of Avraham Avinu. Then why does the Torah need to write down that he took the 10 camels from the camels of his master? Clearly, we understand that he took the camels from the camels of his master. And the third question that we are going to try to address is, what does it mean, v'chol tuv adoinov b'yadoi? Literally, if we translate the words, it means that all the goodness of his master he took in his hand. What is the meaning by this tuv, by this goodness? The Or HaChaim HaKodesh addresses this question, why is it written that he took 10 camels? But the Or HaChaim HaKodesh answers does not justify the Torah writing down the number 10. The first answer of the Or HaChaim HaKodesh is that it's telling you that in regards to Avram, 10 camels is like it would be one, meaning that they are so meaningless and so worthless that for Avram Avinu, it would have been like he took one camel. And the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says that in truth, it would have been enough for him to take one camel. And in the second answer, the Or HaChaim HaKodesh tries to say that whenever it says a number 10, it doesn't mean literally 10. It means to say a lot of camels. Because he brings the proof from the verse in Shmuel Aleph, chapter 1, verse number 8, where there Elkanah is trying to console Hannah for not having children and crying. And he says, "Why are you upset and why are you brokenhearted? Haloi anoichi toiv lach, I am better to you, me'asara bonim, than 10 children." And clearly there, when he says better than 10 children, he doesn't mean literally better than 10 children. He means better than a lot of children. So to here, when it's written that he took 10 camels, it doesn't mean literally that he took 10 camels. It means that he took a lot of camels. Still, according to both answers of the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, the Torah could have written down, "Vayikach 4 gemalim, he took a lot of camels." Why does the Torah need to write down that it took exactly 10 camels? And then the Or HaChaim HaKodesh addresses the end of the pasuk, where the pasuk says, "V'chol tuv adoinov b'yadoi," that he took the goodness of his master in his hand. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh explains that the goodness of the master is the precious stones and gold that Eliezer Eved Avram took in order to entice a woman to come marry Yitzchak, meaning that by showing the gold and giving the gifts that Eliezer is going to give, then eventually this woman is going to want to marry Yitzchak. And he translates the word tuv adoinov, the best of his master, meaning the best wealth of his master, meaning the best precious stones and gold of his master. The Kliyakor explains that when it's written V'chol tuv Adoinav b'yadoi, and all the goodness of his master in his hand, and the Torah does not disclose what the goodness of the master is, then we must assume that what Eliezer of Avraham took is what is actually written on chapter 24, verse 22. Because there it's written that after Rivka finished giving the camels to drink, then Vayikach Hoish, the man took, meaning Eliezer took, Nezem Zov, a gold nose ring, Beka Mishkoloi, which weight was a Beka, Ushnei Tzimidim, and two bracelets, Aryodeo, on her hand, Asora Zov Mishkolom, 10 pieces of gold were its weight. And Rashi explains that when he gave Beka Mishkoloi, when he gave the nose ring that had the weight of a Beka, he gave that because he wanted to symbolize that in the future the Jewish people are going to give Shkolim, the coins for the donation of the tabernacle, and each person is going to require to give a Beka. And Rashi also explains that when he gave the two bracelets, he was alluding that in the future the Jewish people are going to receive the two tablets at Mount Sinai, which symbolizes the Torah. And Rashi continues and says that the weight of it was 10 shkolim, because in the two tablets are going to be written the 10 commandments. Then according to this, the Kliyakor explains that what Eliezer of Avraham took in his hand, it's obvious that he took the gifts that he was going to give to the potential wife of Yitzchak in order to allude to her that her children are eventually going to maintain and receive the Torah. Then he explains that since we know from the verse in Mishle with chapter 4, verse number 2, it says, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, I gave you a good gift. Toirasi al tazoivu, do not forsake my Torah, which then we see that the Torah is considered toiv. Then when Eliezer of Avraham took v'chotuv adoinov b'yadoi, all the goodness of his master in his hand, it's clearly referring to the Torah, which is called toiv. And according to this, we understand that he took those gifts that he was eventually going to give to Rivka, because they allude to toiv, to the Torah, which is the Torah of his master, and that he took in his hand. Marash Shiva Zatzal, the winner of Rabbi Zriel Yudah Leibovich, gives an interesting interpretation on the idea V'chol tuv adoinav b'yadoi, that all the goodness of his master was in his hand. And he explains first by asking a very strong question in regards to the story of Avraham Avinu. In chapter 12, verse number 1, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu to leave his land, his birthplace, and the house of his father to a land that Hashem will show him. And Hashem promises him in verse number 2, Ve'escho legoy gadol, I will make you a big nation. And Rashi explains that this means that you are going to have children. Then Vavorechecho, and I will bless you, Rashi explains, B'mamoin, with money, with wealth. And the third blessing is Vagadlo Shemecho, I'll make your name big, which Rashi explains that I will give you a great reputation in the world. So these are the three blessings that Avraham Avinu got because he left the land. And normally you'd have thought that if Hashem is telling Avraham Avinu of the blessings that he's going to receive, that Avraham Avinu should actually receive those blessings in the same order that Hashem gave the blessings, meaning that the first blessing that he should receive is the blessing of children, and then he should receive the blessing of wealth, and then he should receive the blessing of having a great reputation. And yet we see that when Avraham Avinu actually receives the blessings, the order is not the one that Hashem gave, because the first blessing that Avraham Avinu receives is the blessing of wealth, because after Avraham Avinu leaves Egypt, in chapter 13, verse number 2, it's written, V'Avram kovid me'oit, and Avraham Avinu is very heavy, b'mikne, with livestock, b'kesef, with silver, uvazov, and with gold. So we see that he receives the blessing of wealth when he's the age of 75, and he doesn't have any children until the age of 100, meaning he doesn't have Yitzchak until the age of 100. So we see clearly that Avraham Avinu received the blessings out of order. Then why did Hashem give the blessings in that order if Avraham Avinu is going to receive the blessings out of order. Maharaj Shiva Zatzal answers that it is true that Avraham Avinu got wealthy before he had children. But when Hashem gave the promises to Avraham Avinu, Hashem gave Avraham Avinu the promises that Avraham Avinu would feel it is the right order. Meaning that all the wealth that Avraham Avinu had before he had children wasn't considered to Avraham Avinu any wealth, because Avraham Avinu has no need for any physical money. The only reason that he needs the physical wealth is in order to give over to his children to be able to follow in his footsteps. And as a matter of fact, Avraham Avinu makes this statement to Hashem directly. When Hashem told him in chapter 15, verse number 1, Al tiro Avram, don't be fearful Avram, Anoichi mogein loch, I will shield you, Schorcho arba meoit, your reward is very great. Avraham Avinu there makes a comment, Vayoymer Avram says, Hashem Elohim, matitanli, what can you give me? Meaning, what's the point of giving me? Vani oylech hariri, and I am going childless. Meaning, since I have no children, all the wealth and all the rewards that you are going to give me is to naught. Then what's the point of giving me? Therefore, Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu that he's going to have children, and after he's going to have children, then the wealth is going to become important. But before he has any children, his wealth is not important. Therefore, the order of Hashem's blessing is that he's going to have children, and then he's going to be wealthy, even though in actuality it was done the other way. Because the whole purpose for Avraham Avinu was to teach Yitzchak, his child, to follow in his footsteps. Therefore, to Avraham Avinu, to have children is the number one priority. Therefore also, says the Vinerov, that what's written here in chapter 24, verse number 1, V'Avraham Zokin B'Bayomim, Avraham was old, well on his years, V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil, and Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. And Rashi brings down that Bakoil, the word Bakoil with everything, Oile Begematria Bein, is the numerical value of son, meaning the base is 2, the Chav is 20, that's 22, the Lamet is 30, that makes it 52, and Ben, son, is also the same numerical value, because the base is 2 and the Nun is 50, that makes it 52. And the question is, why specifically did Hashem write down the word Bakoil, that Hashem blessed him with everything, and Hashem didn't write down the word that Hashem bereches Avraham beben, that Hashem blessed Avraham with a son? Because if all that Hashem wants to tell us is that Avraham Avinu had a son and that was the blessing, then he should have said that Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu beben with a son. And the Vinerov explains that Hashem wants you to understand exactly what we just said, that Hashem gave a lot of blessings to Avraham Avinu, but all the blessings of Avraham Avinu was not considered anything until he had a son. Therefore, when Hashem writes down that Hashem blessed Avraham with everything, that has to mean that he blessed him with a ben, with a son. Because without Yitzchak, all the blessings that Hashem would give him would be worthless. Therefore, Bakoil in everything means that he blessed him with a son. And since he had a son, as Rashi said, he had to get him married. And clearly, if you marry him to a woman from Canaan, a woman who is not a worthy woman, then you end up corrupting your grandchildren and the future generations. Then again, there wouldn't be any point for Avraham Avinu to have all the wealth and to toil so much in raising his son. Therefore, says the Vinerov, when Avraham Avinu was telling Eliezer to get a wife for Yitzchak, he made sure that he doesn't get a wife from Canaan, and he wanted that Yitzchak should get a wife that is worthy to be part of the family of Avraham Avinu. Therefore, says the Vinerov, that this is the meaning of the verse that we are discussing. The verse says, Vayikach ohevet asor gmalim migmal adonav. The slave took 10 camels from the camels of his master. Vayelech, and he went, V'chol tuv adonav beyodoy, and all the goodness of his master beyodoy is in his hand. He says that this means that in the hands of Eliezer was the faith of what is going to happen to Yitzchak. Meaning, the goodness of his master, which we just mentioned, is the blessings that Hashem gave to his master, which we just mentioned, it means in essence Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is the main priority of Avraham Avinu, and that is considered the goodness of the master. According to this, the Torah is letting you know that Eliezer took the responsibility that Avraham Avinu gave him to marry off Yitzchak seriously, and he took the goodness of his master Beyado in his hand, that he was a trusted servant, and right away he started worrying, how do I make sure that that goodness stays that way, that the woman that I get for Yitzchak is a proper woman. So according to this, Tuv Adoinov, the goodness of his master is not referring to any wealth, it's referring to Yitzchak, that he took the mission to marry off Yitzchak in his hand. The Rashbam, which normally gives us Pshuto Shemikra, the simple interpretation of the verse, here gives a very interesting idea on the meaning of the words Tuv Adoinov, the goodness of his master, and he explains that they are Ha'anoshim Achashuvim Shel Beis Avram, the important people that were in the household of Avram, and he brings a proof that there were other people, because later on, in chapter 24, verse number 32, it's written that he gave water to wash their feet, Ha'anoshim Ashritoi, of the men that are with him, meaning that are with Eliezer. Then we see clearly that Eliezer took other people. Therefore, the Rashbam explains that Tuv Adoinov means people that want the goodness of the master with him. That Eliezer of Avram took important people in order to convince the potential bride that Avram Avinu is somebody important, because we see that these people who are with Avram are also very important, and they will testify that Avram Avinu is a good person. Rav Yisrael Schwerzenz from Ezrich, in his Sefer Kehilas Yeshurun, which was written a couple of hundred years ago, writes an interesting answer, and with this answer he'll explain an interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that there are certain prayers that are answered in 40 days, and the proof is the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he prayed and it was answered after 40 days, and there are certain prayers that are only answered after 21 days, and the proof is Daniel, which Daniel prayed for 3 weeks and his prayers were answered. And then there are certain prayers that are answered in 3 days. And the proof is the story of Yonah, where Yonah prayed from inside the whale for 3 days and Hashem answered his prayer. And then there are certain prayers that are answered Lesha at that moment, meaning that as soon as you pray, that prayer is answered. And the proof is Eliezer, that Eliezer prayed for Hashem and Hashem answered his prayers right away. And he wants to understand, why is Eliezer so special that Hashem answered his prayers right away? Where the Medrash itself brings that the other great tzaddikim, their prayers were not answered right away. And he explains this based on the Gemara in Brachas Davav Amud Alef 6a, where there the Gemara says, how do I know that when 10 people pray, that the Divine Presence is with them? And the Gemara brings a verse to prove that. And then the Gemara says, how do I know that if 3 people are sitting in judgment, that the Shechina, the Divine Presence, is with them? The Gemara brings a verse to prove that too. Then the Gemara continues, how do I know that 2 people are learning Torah, that the Shechina, the Divine Presence, is with them? The Gemara brings another verse to that effect. Then the Gemara says, how do I know that even when 1 person is learning Torah, that the Shechina is with him? The Gemara brings also a verse to this effect. Then the Gemara asks, wait a minute, if 1 person, the Shechina is already there, then why do you need a verse to tell me that 2 people are learning, that the Divine Presence is there? The Gemara answers that 2 people, when they learn, their learning is written in the Sefer Azichronos, in the Book of Remembrance, but when 1 person is learning, then he is not written in the Book of Remembrance. The Gemara asks a question, now that we say that 2 people, the Divine Presence is there, then why do I need a verse to tell me when 3 people are sitting in judgment that the Divine Presence is there? The Gemara answers that I would have thought that somebody who sits in judgment, all it does is making peace between one another. It's not considered so important that the divine presence should be there. Therefore, I need to have a verse to tell you that when three people are sitting in judgment, that the divine presence is there too. The Gemara asks a question, but now that you tell me that three people sitting in judgment, the divine presence is there, why do I need a verse to tell me that 10 people are praying, the divine presence is there? The Gemara answers, Asara kodma shchina vasya, that when we have 10 people praying, then the divine presence comes even before they are there, and then the people come. But three people, when they sit in judgment, the shchina, the divine presence, only come after they start sitting in judgment. Meaning that when you have 10 people, then the shchina, the divine presence, comes in advance, and he waits for you to start praying. According to this, Sefer Kehilas Yishurun explains, now we understand why Eliezer Eved Avram took specifically 10 camels from the camels of his master. Meaning that since Eliezer Eved Avram wanted that his prayers should be answered right away, that the divine presence should wait for him and his prayers, and as soon as he prays, the answer should be given right away. Therefore, Eliezer realized that the only way that he could do that is that if he takes 10 camels and on top of each camel a person, that means that there will be 10 people davening together. Automatically, since he has 10 people praying, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, precedes the people. Therefore, his prayers are going to be answered. According to this, Sefer Kehilas Yishurun explains that when the verse continues and says that V'chol tuv adoinov beyodoy, that he took all the goodness of his master in his hand, that is an explanation why he took asara gemalim migemal adoinov, why he took 10 camels from the camels of his master. Meaning, as the Rachaim HaKodesh explains, that he should have really taken one, but he took 10 because he had the mind tuv adoinov beyodoy, the goodness of his master in his hand. Meaning that since he wanted to pray and he wanted that Hashem answer his prayers quickly, that he had in mind the goodness of Avraham Avinu, that he had in mind to be able to fulfill the mission of Avraham Avinu quickly. Therefore, he decided to take 10 camels in order to have a minyan. Once he has 10 people, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, precedes them. And once the Divine Presence precedes them, then the prayer will be answered right away. Therefore, he explains that Behold Tuva Doinov Beyadoi, that all the goodness of his master came in his hand, is the answer why Eliezer Eved Avram took specifically 10 camels. And also it's obvious the answer to the Medrash that Hashem answered Eliezer's prayer right away, because Eliezer is the only one who prayed with a minion. Therefore, his prayers were answered right away, whereas all the other people who prayed didn't have 10 people with them when they prayed. The Koivetz Abe'er from the year Tavshin Nun Zion, which is a collection of Divrei Torah written in the year 1927, brings an interesting answer based on the Tosfos in Ksubas Dav Zion Omed Beis. There the Gemara writes down, Gufa, Omar Rav Nachman Amar Li Huna Bar Nosson. Rav Nachman says that Huna Bar Nosson told them, Menayin Lebarchas Chasanim Basora. How do I know that the blessings that we do for the groom, meaning the sheva brachas, the blessings that we do after the wedding, how do I know that you require to have 10 people for that blessing? He brings the verse in Ruth, where there in Ruth chapter 4, verse number 2, writes down, Veikach asor anoshim mizik neuir, he took 10 people from the elders of the town, and he there is referring to Boaz, that Boaz took 10 elders. Vayomer, he said, Shuvu poi, sit here. And why did he take 10 people? Obviously, because he was going to marry Ruth, and he needed to make the Berchas Chasanim, the blessing for the marriage, what we know as Sheva Brachas, and to that you require to have a minyan. Therefore, he took 10 people. So Tosfos writes down, of Masechtas Kala, in Masechtas Kala, the Maase Kro, Vayevorches Rivka, Masechtas Kala brings the verse that they blessed Rivka, meaning that there was 10 people blessing Rivka, then theoretically we should learn that there is 10 people from the story of Rivka. Ikela Meimer, we could say, the awesome Berchas Erusin, that there wasn't a Berchas Nesuin, wasn't the blessing of marriage, it was a blessing of engagement. And also for the blessing of engagement, you require to have 10 people. The Koivet Saber explains that Tosfos got this idea that there were 10 people present at the engagement of Rivka from the fact that Eliezer Evet Avram took 10 camels with him. Because he explains, we understand why in Parshas Vayigash, Bereishis chapter 45, verse number 23, there where it's written, Ulaaviv Sholach Kazois, that Yosef sent to his father like that, Asara Chamoirim, 10 camels, Noisim Mituv Mitzrayim, carrying from the best of Egypt, the Eser Asoinus, and 10 she donkeys, Noisois Bar, carrying grain, Velechem, and bread, Umozoin, and food, Laaviv Baldorech, for his father, for the road, meaning that Yosef sent the 10 donkeys and 10 she-donkeys, there I understand why he sent them, because they were laden with food. And there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, as the verse itself explains. But here, in our case, the 10 camels did not carry anything, because Rashi explains that when the verse says here that Eliezer took v'chol tuv adoinov beyodoi, all the goodness of his master in his hand, Rashi takes this literally, that he took something that fits in the hand, and that was all the goodness, all the wealth of his master. Therefore Rashi writes down that Avraham Avinu wrote to Yitzchak Ashtar Matona, a document of gift, meaning he gave to Yitzchak everything that he had, and that document Eliezer took with him. Then if Eliezer has that document with him, that means he's already taking everything that he needs, then it's not necessary to take 10 camels. Then the Koivet Saber explains that Tosfos deduced that the fact that he took 10 camels, it was because he needed to take 10 people with him, because he needs to have Berchas Erusin, the blessing of engagement, and for that you require to have 10 people. Then the Koivet Saber gives an interesting answer on the idea what it means the chol tuv adoinov beyodoi, that Eliezer took all the tuv, all the goodness of his master in his hand. He says that theoretically we have a question, because the Gemara brings down in Kedushin the Vav Omed Aleph 6a Omar Abudu Omar Shmuel, the Avuda says the name of Shmuel, Kol she yodea betiv gitin Kedushin, anybody who doesn't know the laws of divorce documents and marriages, lo yehei lo esek imoim, should not have any dealings with them. We see there that the laws are called betiv in the goodness of gitin and kedushin, of divorce and wedding. And theoretically, we have a question that since you require to have a person that knows the laws of marriages, then how can Avraham Avinu send Eliezer to betroth a wife for Yitzchak? Therefore, says the Koivet Saber, that this is what the Torah is trying to say, that Eliezer took 10 camels from the camels of his master because he wants to make the Birchas Erusin. And he also took v'chol tuv adoinov beyodoi, all the goodness of his master in his hand. And as the Kli Yoker explains, ein tuv elo Torah, that goodness is considered Torah, that means that Eliezer took the Torah of his master in his hand, that he knows all the laws of marriages and divorce, therefore he was able to go betroth a wife to Yitzchak. But otherwise, had he not known the laws, Avraham Avinu wouldn't have sent them. Therefore, the Torah is telling you that the reason why Avraham sent Eliezer is because Eliezer knows the chol tuv adoinov beyodoi, he has all the Torah of his master in his hand, then he knows also the tiv gitin in kedushin, the laws of divorce and marriages, therefore he sent them. Rabbi Yitzchak Tzinkin in his Sefer Metzias Yitzchak, written on Tov Reish Samech Ches, brings also the same idea, and he asks a question that if all it was needed was to take 10 people with him to make the blessing for the engagement, then why did Eliezer specifically take Migamale Adoinov from the camels of his master? Why didn't he take horses or donkeys which would go faster? Why did he take camels? And he answers that Eliezer wanted to teach a lesson to Rivka, that Rivka has to learn from the camels, in the same way that camels are tzanua, betashmish are modest when they have relations. So too Rivka has to know that she also has to be tanua betashmish, that she has to be modest in relations. Then the Metzia Yitzchok asks a question, why is it written Migemale Adoinov from the camels of his master? Clearly, all the camels that he have are the camels of the master. Therefore, he answers that in truth, Avraham Avinu had many other camels. He had camels that he received from Paroi and camels that he received from Avimelech. But nonetheless, he did not want to have any benefit from them. Therefore, when Eliezer took the camels to make a mitzvah, to do a service for Avraham Avinu, he only took the camels of his master, which was the camels that Avraham Avinu got himself. He did not want to benefit from any wealth that was given to him by Avimelech or Paroi. And according to this, the Metzia Zitchok explains the contradiction that we have in the verse. Because Rashi writes down that he gave a whole tuv adoinov beyadoi, he gave all the goodness of his master in his hand. Rashi writes down that shtar matona, that Avraham Avinu made a document to Yitzchok stating that he's giving him everything that he has. And theoretically, this seems to contradict the end of the parsha. In the end of the parsha, we find that Avraham Avinu remarries and he has a concubine. And there, in chapter 25, verse number 6, it's written, V'livnei ha-pilakshim, and to the children of the concubine, Asher la-Avraham, that Avraham had, Nosan Avraham atonos, Avraham gave them gifts. And Rashi himself, on his second interpretation, writes down that Masha niten loya aloy de Sara, that whatever gift was given to him because of Sarah, V'shar matonos shenos loy, and all other gifts that Avraham received throughout the time, Hakol Nosan Lohem, he gave everything to the children of the concubine, Shulerotzo Lienos Mehem, because Avraham Avinu did not want to benefit from them. Theoretically, that contradicts what Rashi says here, because Rashi says here that he gave everything that he had to Yitzchak. That means that Yitzchak owned everything, and there Rashi says that he gave everything that he received from other people and on behalf of Sarimenu, for example, from Paro and Avimelech, to the children of the concubine. Therefore, Sefer Netzias Yitzchok explains that this is what is meant by the verse, that the verse clearly says here that Eliezer took v'chol tuv adoinov beyadoi, that all the goodness of his master was on his hand. Why does the Torah need to say that he took the goodness of the master? Clearly, if it would be written that he took v'chol tuv beyadov, all the goodness in his hand, then I would have understood that Avraham Avinu wrote a document to Yitzchok giving him everything that he had. But the fact that it's written v'chol tuv adoinov beyadoi, all the goodness of his master was in his hand, which is stressing the word master, that means to say that Eliezer Eved Avraham took a document giving to Yitzchok all the goodness of his master, meaning all the goodness that Avraham Avinu earned by himself, the goodness that the master got by himself, that was in the hand of Eliezer, which means that the document that transfers to Yitzchok the ownership of the properties that Avraham Avinu made by himself was given to Eliezer. But any other property that Avraham had, either previously from Sarah, that he received from Avimelech or Paroi, or any property that other people gave as a gift to Avraham Avinu, where he didn't earn by himself, that property he gave to the concubines, and therefore there is no contradiction in the verse. The Noam Elimelech in Parshas Vayeshev gives an interesting interpretation on this whole story of Avraham Avinu sending Eliezer to get a wife for Yitzchok. He is first bothered why Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer specifically. And the second question that is bothered is that if Avraham Avinu wants Eliezer to go to his homeland and to his family, why doesn't Avraham Avinu just say to Eliezer, go to my homeland and to my family and get me a wife there from Yitzchok? Why does he have to say that don't get me a woman from the daughters of Canaan? Why specifically did he have to say that? Therefore, the Noam Elimelech explains that anytime you want to cancel out something completely, you have to use something of its own to cancel out completely. and he brings the example of what's written in Gemara Sanhedrin, the Flametes Amud Beis, where there it says that Ovadia, the prophet Ovadia, was Geir Adoimi, was a convert from Edom, and he is the one that's prophesizing about the demise of Edom, because you're required to have something of the same species in order to cancel out the influence of that species. Meaning that if you want to eradicate something bad, you have to completely destroy it from within. Therefore, he explains that Canaan was a bad influence in the world, and in order to cancel out the influence of Canaan, had to be somebody that came from Canaan. And since Eliezer Eved Avram came from Canaan, therefore Avraham Avinu gave specifically the job to Eliezer Eved Avram that he should not take a daughter from the land of Canaan, meaning that he should try to eradicate the power and the influence of Canaan. And because Eliezer Eved Avram wanted to do what Avraham Avinu asks, therefore Eliezer took 10 gemalim migemale adoinov, 10 camels from the camels of his master, and also v'choltuv adoinov b'yadoi, and all the goodness of his master in his hand. He explains in the following way, that we know that the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nunvav Omed Beis 56b, where there the Gemara is discussing interpretation of dreams, that when you see certain things in your dream, what it means. The Gemara there says, Haroye Gomul Bachaloim, if you see a camel in your dream, the Gemara says, Miso Nikneso Loim Nashamayim, that death was decreed for him in heaven, Vetziliu Mimeno, and they saved him from it. Meaning that you see a camel, it's a good dream, that you were originally supposed to die for some reason, and Hashem saved you from that. Even though the Gemara brings a verse to help support this statement, nonetheless, the Noam Elimelech wants to understand why, in fact, when you see a camel, that is considered something good, that death was decreed for you and you were saved. Therefore, the Noam Elimelech explains in an exegetic way that the gomel, the camel, since it's an impure animal, it is the merkava atmeya for tuma, meaning it's the chariot for tuma. And when somebody sees the camel, which it means to say that he saw the chariot for tuma, then obviously that means that death was decreed for him, because death has the highest level of impurity. Therefore, since you want to counteract that tuma, the only way to counteract is by using the same words as gomel and using it for the good. Gomel comes from the word goimel chasodim, somebody who does acts of kindness. So if you see the gomel bachaloim, you see a camel in your dream, that means that death was decreed for you, but you are able to switch the death through goimel, through you making acts of kindness, meaning that through the acts of kindness, you're able to switch from the bad to the good. So we see that acts of kindness has a power to remove a lot of impurities. Therefore, says Noam Elimelech, since Eliezer Eved Avram realized what Avraham Avinu wants him to make, that he wants him to cancel out the power atuma, the power of evilness of Canaan, therefore he realized that he is required to take gemalim migemale adoinov, meaning the gemilas chesed from the gemilas chesed that Avraham Avinu did, that he has to take acts of kindness from the acts of kindness that Avraham Avinu did, meaning the merits of acts of kindness of Avram, he is required to take with him in order to annul the power of Canaan. And also is required to take all the goodness of his master in his hand, meaning that all the good deeds that Avram Avinu did, he is required to take in his hand in order to cancel out the problem of this Noam Elimelech is that he does not explain why specifically he took 10 camels. Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Levi Torben Miastrovtze, the grandson of the Noide Beyuda, in his Sefer Birkas Yosef, brings a similar idea of the Noam Elimelech, but he explains that the fight of Eliezer wasn't against Canaan, it was against the power of Lavan and Besua. And he explains it this way, that since Eliezer Eved Avram realized that Avram Avinu wants him to go back to his homeland and he knew the reputation of Bethuel and Lavan. Therefore, Eliezer Evet Avraham realized that he has to have a lot of merits to counteract the power of Tumah, of impurity, of Bethuel and Lavan. Therefore, he decided to take the 10 camels, which he explains in the same way as the Noam Elimelech, that 10 Gmilas Chesed, the 10 acts of great kindness that Avraham Avinu did to the future of the Jewish people when he passed the 10 tests that Hashem put him through. And he explains that the 10 tests are equivalent to the 10 spheroids, to the 10 holy emanations. And he said that equivalent to the 10 holy emanations, there are 10 emanations of impurity. And Lavan and Bethuel were connected to the 10 emanations of impurity. Therefore, specifically, Eliezer needed the tests of Avraham Avinu, the merit of those tests, to counteract the 10 spheroids atumas, the 10 emanations of impurity that came out of Lavan and Bethuel. So therefore, he took the 10 gemalim, migemale adoinav, the merit of the 10 acts of kindness, which is the 10 tests that Hashem put Avraham through, and he also took v'chol tuv adoinav b'yadoi, all the goodness of all the good deeds that Avraham Avinu did in his hand, and with those merits, he was ready to go to Haran. But without them, without Avraham Avinu passing the 10 tests and being proven, and without the good deeds of Avraham Avinu, Eliezer felt that maybe he won't be able to counterbalance and counteract the influences of Lavan and Bethuel. Therefore, before he went to Haran, he took the 10 camels, which is the 10 Gemilei Chesed, the 10 acts of kindness, the 10 great tests that Avraham Avinu did, and he took with him all the merit of the good deeds that Avraham Avinu had, and like that he was sure that Hashem is going to answer his prayer. So we see from this Birkei Yosef and from the Noam Elimelech that if you want to decrease the forces of evil, you want to eradicate evil, the easiest way is for you to increase your good deeds. So Hashem Yisburach should help that we should all increase our good deeds. Like that, we'll have the forces of evil collapse. Then we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Bimheiro Bayomeinu. Amen.